Let's be real. Life happens. Kids spill. Pets shed. And accidents are inevitable. Find a sofa that can keep up at washablesofas.com. Starting at just $699, our sofas are fully machine washable inside and out. So you can say goodbye to stains and hello to worry-free living. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics. They're kid-proof, pet-friendly, and built for everyday life. Plus, changeable fabric covers let you refresh your sofa whenever you want. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa anytime to fit your space, whether it's a growing family room or a cozy apartment. Plus, they're earth-friendly and trusted by over 200,000 happy customers. It's time to upgrade to a stress-free, mess-proof sofa. Visit washablesofas.com today and save. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
This is CBS, Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with the best moment of the week for Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs, and myself, with this, which is the King Charles III report. Gregory, the King Charles has been working very hard to maintain good relations with states where there's friction to do with NATO or the EU or trade or just the election cycle between one state and another. The president of the United States is due for a second state visit to the United Kingdom in mid-September. Right now, the president's in Scotland playing golf at his golf course and meeting with Prime Minister Starmer, but that's the government. The king is the constitutional monarch. He's the king of Great Britain, king of Canada, king of New Zealand, king of Australia. And heretofore, the assumption has been that Charles, when he was prince, and Donald Trump, when he was a business developer in New York and not the president of the United States, had very good conversations and enjoyed each other's company over the years. Is that still true? And the visit in September, is that seen as huzzah?
Well, in some ways, yes, it is. And the king is looking forward to that because he does have good relations with President Trump, and as did his mother, the queen, before. So, yes, that's going to go ahead very well. And you rightly pointed out that President Trump is presently in Scotland, where he's had talks with Prime Minister Starmer, and that's in the role of both of them as heads of government. But President Trump is also head of state, and it's in that capacity that he'll make that second state visit to Britain on September 17th through 19th. And that's going to be a big deal. There is enormous concern, though, in the circles around the king right now, that based on the president's recent comments, whilst he's been in the UK about things like Ukraine and other matters, that the king will, that the president will err in making political statements on a state visit, bearing in mind that the state visit is supposed to be above politics. It's to build state-to-state relations, show goodwill, cordiality, and to elevate the sense of purpose and values of the states coming together at such a ceremonial event. And there's been great concern that President Trump has, with his recent comments, may be on a trend not to be statesmanlike in his coming state visit. In other words, he might start to say political things about European governments, about the war in Ukraine, about other things, when he should be confining this visit to one of cordiality and refreshing and restoring Anglo-US ties at a cultural and civilizational level, which would, if you like, create a renewed sense of purpose in that relationship in terms of trade and other things, but not to make it a wrangling point over politics, which could offend separate groups within the US or separate groups within the United Kingdom or indeed elsewhere in the world. So that's the big concern right now about the president's second state visit to Britain in September.
The state dinner will go forward then, and the president, and there'll be toasts to both countries, and there'll be a sense of celebration. And you're saying that the concern in Whitehall is that the president will make remarks such as he's made in these last 24 hours about Putin or about Taiwan or about trade deals and rare earth. It comes down to that. If he stays away from other governmental friction, the visit will be successful? Is that a fair summary?
That is a very fair summary. And in fact, the concerns about President Trump's unpredictability come from his media statements. But we have to look at his history when he's been on state visits, and particularly his last state visit to the United Kingdom. He was a model of decorum to a far greater degree than his predecessor presidents, because he really loves Britain and he loves the British monarchy and system, and has been very, very respectful of that and understanding. So the last time he made a state visit to the UK, he was indeed very restrained, very statesmanlike. And I believe, and I think so do a lot of the people around President Trump, believe that he'll handle this flawlessly once again. But the recent commentaries by President Trump lashing out at some of his former allies and against President Putin and the like, were enough to scare some of the British people that this might not occur.
Gregory Copley, Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs, the author most recently of Noble State, the story of the advantages of a constitutional monarchy. He's traveling. He's in Perth, Western Australia.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Tired of spills and stains on your sofa? WashableSofas.com has your back. Featuring the Anabay Collection, the only designer sofa that's machine washable inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly prices. That's right, sofas start at just $699. Enjoy a no-risk experience with pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and changeable slipcovers made with performance fabrics. Experience cloud-like comfort with high-resilience foam that's hypoallergenic and never needs fluffing. The sturdy steel frame ensures longevity, and the modular pieces can be rearranged anytime. Check out WashableSofas.com and get up to 60% off your Anabay sofa, backed by a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not absolutely in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping or restocking fees. Every penny back. Upgrade now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.